Some of you may be looking at the way I'm holding my guitar and saying, I've never saw him hold it that way before. Let me tell you a quick little story. I played for about 50-something years with fingers, and I just got to taking them for granted, Brother Harold, like I'd always have them. And one day, my wife started to the store, and she said, don't bother that table saw till I get back, and I'll hold it for you before you cut them strips. Well, I took for granted my fingers all those years and disregarded her advice, and I was going to cut four little strips, and I'd cut three of them real careful. And on the fourth one, I got it up to the right hand. I walked around and carefully got it to pull it on through, and I hit a knot, rolled my hand under it, and I yanked. Thought, did I make it? And I felt something numb, and when I looked down, I said, I didn't hardly make it. I cut those two fingernails back a little too close right there. Just enough, I can't make a chord anymore. And the first thing I thought of when I looked down is, Lord, what am I going to do? I can't play the guitar anymore. I use that to praise you in song. What am I going to do, you know? I grabbed a towel, jumped on my four-wheeler, and Brother Wilson was out at Brother Joe and Cleatus's, and he had him standing by to take me to the doctor. And on the way over, I was having a pity party, thinking, why did this happen, you know? And then all of a sudden, the Lord seemed to tell me, well, it could have been your whole hand, you know. And so I stopped being pitiful and started thanking the Lord that it wasn't any worse than it was. And I took the towel off of it and I said, what do you think, preacher? He liked to pass out. He says, cover that thing back up, you know. And he was trying to pass people all the way to Iuka, and we finally made it. And the Lord kept me from bleeding to death between there and Tupelo. Anyway, to make a long story short, I don't take for granted anymore the limbs I've got left. And the devil was laughing and saying, you won't be singing anymore about the blood in front of the church anymore. And for a while, he had me defeated. And then with the help of the Lord, I taught myself to play one time. And with his help, I said, I can learn to play a different way another time. So if you'll excuse the imperfections here as I make these chords, I still want to sing about that blood. You know, Brother Harold, we left some blood, and Brother Tommy, we left some blood here and there building these two buildings, didn't we? I know I hit the wrong nail a few times, but that I got to thinking one day, that's inconsequential compared to the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for us. The blood we left here is long gone. There's no DNA left of it, but the blood he shed on the cross, it's at the mercy seat this morning. Yes, sir. And he was the only one that could supply the DNA blood we needed to wash away our sins. His earthly father taught him about hammers, nails, and wood. As he grew up in the carpenter shop, he already understood. One day, a master builder puts the master plan and build a door to heaven to save fallen man. Heaven's door was built according to God's plan, with hammers, nails, and lumber, and love for fallen man. The first thorn brought a trickle, but the nails caused a flood. Jesus did bring his hammer, but he supplied the blood. The father grew the wood, the son applied the stain, with loving arms stretched outward, he endured my pain. He didn't bring the nails, but he supplied the hands to swing heaven's door wide open for the sake of every land. Heaven's door was built according to God's plan, with hammers, nails, and lumber, and love for sinful man. The first thorn brought a trickle, but the nails caused a flood. Jesus bring his hammer, but he supplied blood. No, he didn't bring his hammer, but he supplied blood.